Okay, so today we just got our Christmas tree, which always makes me happy because I love Christmas. We haven't decorated it yet. Maddie wanted us to wait until she got back. She'll be back because she's out doing something. But yeah, we got the tree strapped to the roof of the car and set it up. It's easy this year. I think I'm getting better at that, or get them swearing less. I don't know. It doesn't seem very fucking likely. See what I did there? Yeah, so Christmas. I love it. I love Christmas. And it's not just the thing about, you know, presents. Though that's important. I love giving things to people. I get all excited. I like giving people things they maybe don't expect. Though it doesn't happen that often, because I'm not very good at that. I like getting people, just making people happy. And one of the big traditions we have in our family is that Christmas Eve, we make a big dinner. We each make a dish and a few other things, so I haven't figured out yet what we'll do for Christmas Eve dinner, but that's usually a lot of fun. The four of us, even John gets involved. Oftentimes his involvement is things like, well, we have to have chicken wings, so, or fried mozzarella sticks. But if that's what he wants, that's what we do. I don't know what I'll do this year, like I said. Figure out something. Did duck breasts and foie gras last year. That was pretty awesome. So it's a family time. You know, it's about being with family and celebrating. And for a bit, not caring a lot about other crap in the world. But always being aware that the world has issues, you know. Always think about that, and you think about other people, and you really do think about how in the First World War, you know, they'd stop for a day, play soccer with each other, and of course, then it was over, they'd start to shooting at each other again, which is kind of perverse. But yeah, so I mean, Christmas is great. Funny, the Santa Claus thing. When Maddie was younger, I was adamant that, you know, there should be magic at Christmas. I think if I think about it again, I wouldn't do that. I think that it's funny because Isabel always told there was no Santa Claus. I told her there was, and she believed. I think she believed anyway. Because there isn't magic. I think. And in fact, I think people should be told, kids should be told that it's about you giving presents to each other and making each other happy. It's not some magical creature that did this. It was your friends and family that thought enough of you to give you something cool or something that they thought you thought was would be cool. You know, I remember when I figured it out, I was 5, and it was, I'd lost a tooth. And I put my tooth under my pillow and got the money, a quarter or something. And I said to my dad, I remember this very clearly. I was watching my dad get dressed in the morning. I was talking to him, and I said, there's no real tooth fairy, is there? And he said, no, that's your mother and I. And then I said, well, if there's no tooth fairy, there can't be an Easter bunny. That's ridiculous. And he said, no, that's right. There's no bunny giving no chocolates. And I said, wait a second. There's no Santa Claus. And I distinctly remember my father yelling down to my mother, Leslie! Because he didn't know how to respond to that one. And Mum gave the standard parent answer. Well, Santa Claus is the spirit of Christmas. I said, well, so you're saying there's no Santa Claus? And she said, yes, and don't tell your brother. And it was no, I wasn't upset by it at all, you know. Just thought it was sort of a neat secret I can keep from my brother. And then later my sister, my brother and I kept it from my sister, of course. It was kind of cool. So as much as I think, like I said, if we had another kid, which we won't be, but if we had another, I don't think I'd tell them that it was Santa Claus, but it didn't seem to harm me in any way. I certainly ended up a rational, empirical, logical positivist. Yeah. So, I don't know to think about that, but it's kind of funny. I do like how people go. I like saying Merry Christmas to people. And there's no war on Christmas. And no one's upset by being told Merry Christmas. Just like I get from a person who listens to a lot of the podcasts, Rachel. And she sends Isabel and I Hanukkah cards every year. And other ones for other Jewish holidays, because she's Jewish, as you might expect. And that doesn't offend me. I think it's great. Thanks. And I just got one from her for Hanukkah. And it was just great. I look forward to those things. So, yeah, I mean, I think Christmas is it's a special time of year. It's also the time when, you know, students finish exams and I get a little bit of time off. So I like that. So all those things are pretty special. This year on our Christmas tree, we're putting up science ornaments. Darwin, various apes, pictures of finches. It's kind of a cool thing, I think. Funny thing is, though, I love Christmas carols. They're all about religion. There's, you know, I'm quite convinced there's no God. I'm certain of that. But I still think that those traditional things are cool. They're cool. And there's very few good, new Christmas songs. There's Christmas Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love, which we always make a point of watching on Letterman on Christmas Eve because she's awesome and she's like 1,000 years old. Has this killer voice. I think you too did a killer cover of that too. The other song I always think of is there it is. It's Christmas time. Pretty loud there. I always think of Even Though It's Christmas. So I hope you have a good Christmas season. I'll probably talk again. But remember that it's a time of family and love and cool stuff. And if you want to tell your kids to Santa, I guess that's okay. Do it all you want. On that note, Merry Christmas. At Christmas time.
here and sing it with you too. Wishing you a happy Christmas and a Merry New Year. Is that right?
Hello, this is Paul McCartney. Sorry I can't be with you.
Hi, this is Simon from Duran Duran. I'd like to wish you a happy Christmas. I'm Paul Weller from the Style Council. I wish you all a happy Christmas.
Hello, this is Richard from Culture Vox. I forgot there are so many bloody...